that we Christians should reserve an hour of meditation and prayer unto God. Whether it be late at night or early in the morning, riding the subway or maybe the bus, or maybe in your own automobile as you drive along the busy highways of life. Nice every now and then to pull aside and say, Lord, I thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for your goodness up until this present time. For we realize it's not because we've been so good, but just because you've been so merciful. And there's times when we should have on our lips a prayer of thanksgiving, where we say, thank you, God, for letting me see a brand new day that I've never witnessed before. Then there are going to come times in your lives when everything's going to be upset and turmoil and distress is all around you. But in seasons of distress and grief, I don't know about anybody else, but when these times come in my life, my soul has often found relief. Thank God. And when I talk to him in the sweet hour of prayer, I often escape. Escape the tempter's snare. For there are so many that desire to see me fall. But if I can just manage to steal away for a moment and tell Jesus all, he lets me know by his returning. He gives me a communion with him. When I humble myself in the sweet hour. Oh, such a wonderful hour of prayer.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. But as for me, I said, see there are folks without homes. They're living out in the streets. And the drug habits. I'm not just talking about folks out in the street, but right in the church, drug habits of some folks hiding, just can't beat. There are murders and robbers. No place seems to be safe, Lord, but you've been my protection. Oh, you've been my protection every step of the way. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. And I want to say, and I want to say, and I want to say, thank you.
And welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the Glorious Gospel Hour. We seem to have a little tad of technical difficulties this morning, but we are getting everything in line at this moment. We will have an abbreviated version of the Glorious Gospel Hour this morning, but be sure to join us tomorrow morning at the same time, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Next song coming up is, before we go into our next song, we'd like to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we'll do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you will hear, we come from Dietrich Haddon. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver a distinct variety with a smooth flow.
Touching my soul, making me whole. want to give him a show. This place touching my soul, making me whole. I feel God in this place. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm gone heaven. In my view,
presence of God is here. Just close your eyes and soak in that anointing. Come on, soak it in. Come on, come on. Don't get weary. Come on.
Sitting down in the woods. And at this church, they had a choir there, and they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there, had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you're too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Look at him. Hurt the old man's feelings. And y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on aside. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning, and they knew that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that next Sunday morning, and they knew that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Is anybody hurrying from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. By the time they recognized whose voice it was, and everybody began to look up toward heaven, and an old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Cheering one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning." And we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he do it? Get there. What I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. Here's another thing I like about it. You know how sometimes your body get tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But every day is gonna be Sunday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing getting good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right if I let him sing, let me hear you say, yeah. I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this fits the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of golden slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white robe. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
I get ready to write a song.
I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shaolin John. John joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were going. When they turned their hands loose, the feet were going. It just everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop it, they made up in their mind, we got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove all of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at the whole mule. Walked over to him and said, brethren, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much. One of the deacons told him, if you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church. Somebody say, drove up on. He said, God gave me all that land, but you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. I'm 86 years old. Church. Listen, Brother Deacon, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm going to shout right there. Hold my mule. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old shouting John. I know we got some dignified folks in here. But I come to tell you, I feel like praising him. Again, no. give your hearts to the Lord.
All right now. Go ahead.
Come on and praise the Lord while you have a chance. Anybody? Oh,
come on, praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming from in reference to a Tona Brown, the first trans performer at Carnegie Hall. Tona Brown is a violinist and a mezzo-soprano, and the first trans woman of color ever to perform at an historic Carnegie Hall. Brown has previously performed the national anthem for Barack Obama and is slated to perform at Carnegie Hall in June for LGBT Pride Month. She's also raising money to make sure she can afford the rental fees and other costs necessary to make that event happen. Brown's performance will feature music from her debut album, quote, "This Is Who I Am," end quote, a tribute to African-American composers, including songs Deep River and Dream Variations. Quote, "I have been studying African-American art songs and Negro spirituals, and I'd like to showcase some of the rarely heard gems to the audience," end quote, she explained. Quote, "The concert is called From Stonewall to Carnegie Hall because we want to educate people about the plight of LGBT Americans from 1969 to present, through music and speech," end quote. She's performing at a Whale Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 25th. Okay, our next news is coming from in reference to a high school band director says he was fired for planning to marry a same-sex partner. The band director at a Catholic school in Georgia says he was fired when officials learned he was planning to marry his partner. Flint Dollar says he has been out as gay since he first started working at Mount DeSales Academy. He also says he told the school about his plans to marry his partner back in October, and he had no reason to believe it would be a problem. He even signed a new contract on May 1st. Dollar believes that the issues arose when officials, either with the school or the Catholic Church, learned of his wedding plans from Facebook. Quote, I was told that because I was planning to marry my partner, I would not be returning to Mount DeSales next year, end quote, Dollar told the publication 13 WMAZ cites an email sent from held to parents and staff at Mount Dale Sales, which didn't mention Dollar by name, but was instead titled, quote, Personnel Decisions, end quote. In the email, Held reportedly wrote, quote, teaching ability, knowledge of the subject matter, the ability to communicate with constituents, and the willingness to support the teachings of the Catholic Church are just some of the factors considered when making these decisions. Please know that these decisions are never made arbitrarily and are guided always by our mission as a Catholic school. This is an awful, gross, and absolutely not new. The one ray of hope, inspiration, faith, and humanity in this story is that Dollar's students support him 100% and are avidly rallying to have his job reinstated. Quote, if Mr. Dollar is a dedicated servant of the Lord, a passionate teacher and band director, and the embodiment of Christian principles of humility, kindness, and love, he should be able to continue his selfless service to the students of Mount Sales, end quote, and user identified as any blanks wrote in a petition supporting Dahl's reinstatement. Quote, moreover, his marital status and sexual orientation will set an example for how students should treat others around them, regardless of whom they love, end quote. This concludes our news segment. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. Stay tuned for the Morning Variety Show, which airs next.
saying you think I'm changing.
Find someone.
You're tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 24 minutes after the hour. I'd kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Samson.
I have some very different opinions about a lot of things. I personally support Paula Deen. I do. I don't feel like she's a racist. Let me explain myself, because I don't want nobody in here judging me, because there's a bitch over here judging me right now. Okay. Personally, I support Paula Deen, because they asked her, they say, are you a racist? She said, no. And they asked her, they say, have you used the N-word? She said, of course. And if you really want to be honest, if you ask a lot of white people to be honest, if you cut one off in traffic, all of them have not hit the steering wheel like, God damn it, that titty bopper, because I know I've been in traffic and been all kind of silverback gorilla monkeys and all kind of shit. Especially up there on Connecticut Avenue, okay? I know I've been all kinds of crazy shit up there, you know. And I got white friends who won't say the word, but God knows what their email password might be. I'm scared. Like, I thought about it, like, what if I just go type up in there, you know, pickaninny nigger. Ooh. I got in Bethany email. But I am not, like, I am not upset with Paula Deen, and this is why, for a lot of reasons. So, like I said, they asked her, they say, are you racist? She said, no, but I have used the word. Okay, I can take honesty. But if they would have asked her, are you a racist, and she'd have said, no, and I never used the word, then they'd have went to her house and found, you know, nooses hanging up in the kitchen and all kinds of shit, then I'd have been upset, you know. And personally, I met Paula Deen a couple years ago. I did a show down at the D.C. Convention Center. And on the other side of the convention center, they had the Food Network was over there. So I saw Paula Deen, and she came up, and she was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, oh, my God, I love you. You know, she introduced herself, and then she invited me to come work on her plantation. No, I'm just playing. No, seriously, but I met her, and she was a sweetheart. Like, I really liked her. I thought she was a really nice person, you know. So personally, I didn't get racist vibes from her, but I got friends who always give me the what if factor. And I say, well, what if? And what if Paula Deen is racist? Like, what if she does have some secret racist cookbook about black people, you know, with some crazy racist recipes in there, you know, like back of the bus biscuits, you know. Or some hooded white sheet cake or some shit like that. Like, wouldn't that be fucked up?
Thank you. Oh. Yeah. 9 to 5. Traffic is part of my life. Hopefully you'll find the time to hit me back. Let's go unwind. Homie, that's what friends are for. Girly girl, let's hit the store. We can be more than just friends. We can love us, take your pick, baby. My top friend slip, turn right around and for a kiss. But that's what friends are for. You always have an open door policy.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the Morning Variety Show. Be sure to join us each and every Monday and Tuesday morning from 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Be sure when you get on the highways today, by all means, please do not text while driving. We want you to ride safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from, it's coming from Joe featuring Fantasia. You tune in to the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver a distinct variety with this smooth flow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do y'all mind if I share what I've learned? Oh, 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 oh. Thank you.
yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game when she done found her S.E.
Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustling on the block, go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships. Your daddy knows your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl has changed. Drink, why put your finger on it? But you feel it strange, like it's fire in your veins.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love.
There's nothing wrong being in love with someone.